Lillian O's story, Arviat, is one of a dozen true life stories about Christmases that went awry written by authors from across Canada in the newly released book, Upon a Midnight Clear. The Arviat story is about a holiday in Nunavut sideswiped by blizzard conditions, airport delays and plenty of emotional baggage. It takes place in Yellowknife and Arviat. O said the book is published by the Canadian company Tidewater Press, which put out a request for submissions of Christmas stories. Initially, she wrote a Christmas story that was different from what came out in the book. It was more a focus on a Christmas tree that I had purchased from the northern store in Arviat, said O. Then I tried to get my dog to drag it home and it didn't quite work out. It was more of a tongue-in-cheek story. And then, working with my editor, he was able to dig out more information from me about the sewing machine, so I ended up writing a more personal piece. O said she has fond memories of what she describes as cringe shopping at the northern store in Arviat. As for her story, Arviat, in the book, it seems to garner different reactions from people who have actually lived in the north and from those who have not. You get people who really understand and tell you that I've gone salvaging at the dump, or who have been to Arviat and know what it's like to live in a small community, living in the winters up north, and needing to get out and head down south and not spend Christmas up north. I've been taking classes, actually, so I'm what you would call an emerging writer or a new writer. I also have some poetry that has been published recently. It's been just great to write about my experiences up north because it really was a life-changing experience. I'm so glad that I got to work up there and experience the culture, especially in a small community like Arviat. And, also, bringing my two kids up there so they could experience a part of Canada that not very many people even think about going to. O, who recently returned to Yellowknife to promote her story in the book, said she'd also like to do some writing about growing up in Vancouver. She said her parents settled in Chinatown in Vancouver and her family has a bit of history there. They had a little business there, so that would be a longer piece, not a short story. That's going to take some time for me to write. Writing has taken me back up north. I can't believe I got this opportunity to see it again with my children's eyes and to see all the changes. I expected it to be a little colder, but it wasn't, so that was a little shocking. My story in the book is the only northern one. They're all very poignant stories. I would really like to continue working on the craft, just keep plugging away, keep writing, and if I have another opportunity to come up north, I would not hesitate. And maybe even write another short story about the north.